Title: Rhythmic Motif Writing from Break Slice Accents Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This is an advanced drum and bass composition lesson in Ableton Live, and we're going to treat a break like what it really is in DNB, not just a drum loop, but a blueprint for rhythm. The goal today is to slice a break, read its accents, and translate that accent logic into a repeatable rhythmic motif. A motif you can use to drive your bass rhythm, your ghost percussion, your call and response moments, and even your arrangement energy across a 16-bar or 32-bar section. And here's the big mindset shift. We are not copying the break. We're stealing the break's decision-making, where it speaks, where it leans forward, where it snaps. Let's set up. Set your tempo to something in the drum and bass zone, 172 to 176 BPM. I like 174 as a neutral starting point. Keep your groove pool empty for now. We're not swinging anything yet. First, we write the motif clean, then we add groove intentionally. Now choose a break with personality. Amen. Think, hot pants, funky drum or anything crunchy with clear transient character. Drag it onto an audio track. In clip view, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats, and set preserve to transients. Ableton will usually detect the transients automatically, and that's exactly what we want, because we're going to turn transients into slices. Now right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient. Create one slice per transient, and make sure it's creating a drum rack. That drum rack is going to be our map of the break. Quick pro cleanup. After slicing, click a few pans in the drum rack and make sure the transient order makes sense. Sometimes the first slice starts late, and then everything is technically right but musically annoying. If that happens, go back to the audio clip. Crop or adjust so transient one is right on the grid, then slice again. It's worth the 30 seconds, because your motif extraction depends on it. Now we're going to find what I call the accent spine. This is the hidden motif inside the break, the anchors and the pushes. Duplicate the sliced MIDI clip to a new scene so you can work without fear. Solo the drum rack, loop one bar, and open the MIDI clip. You're looking for a few things. High velocity notes, because they usually represent the break's impact moments. Repeated notes on the same pad, often hats or shuffles creating motion. And snare-like slices, usually the big transient around beats 2 and 4, depending on the break. Optional but highly recommended. Rename a handful of drum rack pads. You can do the classic kick, snare, hat, ghost labels, but here's an even more advanced way that translates better into composition. Tag by frequency roll. Pick a few slices and rename them like this. Punch, something that reads on small speakers, like a click, stick, or sharp transient. Body, the low mid, thump energy, the stuff your bass might want to mirror. Air, the top end, hats and bright shuffles, because later, you can orchestrate your motif across layers. Bass follows body accents, percussion follows air accents, and maybe the tiny transient layer follows punch accents. Now we'll extract. Create a new MIDI track and name it Motif Driver. Keep it empty. This track is not a drum rack, it's a rhythm brain. Copy the sliced break MIDI clip into Motif Driver. Now you're going to delete aggressively. Start simple. Keep only kickish and snare-ish hits. Don't worry about hats yet. And now we do something important. We separate impact from density. Impact hits are your anchors. Kick and snare-like transients that define the skeleton. Density hits are your movement. Hats, shuffles, ghosts, the stuff that makes it roll. So first pass. Lock the impact pattern. Few notes. Clear hierarchy. Now, if the break velocities are messy, here is a super fast accent reduction move that makes you feel like you're actually composing, not just inheriting chaos. Select all notes in the motif driver clip and scale their velocities down into a tight band. For example, bring them into the 70 to 105 range. Now re-accent only a handful of notes back up, like 3 to 6 notes that you want to be the loud, obvious statements. That gives you an intentional hierarchy. If you want a clean rule, keep notes above about 85 velocity as your main accents, and either delete the rest or drop them way down. The goal is a binary-ish accent map, statement versus whisper. Now we turn that accent map into a playable motif. This is where people either make real DNB, or they make a cool one-bar loop that becomes annoying in 20 seconds. Keep your snare anchors consistent. Usually that means a backbeat feel, often around 2 and 4, though jungle can shift it. The point isn't always 2 and 4, the point is, give the listener something they can predict so it rolls instead of stumbling. Then choose 2 to 4 additional accents that create push and pull. Think of them as the break's personality points. The yeah, That's the vibe hits. Now add ghosts, but be disciplined. Place a few quiet 16th notes right before strong hits. Keep ghost velocity in the 20 to 45 range. Ghosts should hint, not dominate. Micro timing is where advanced grooves come alive, but you need a rule. Commit in one direction. Decide now. Are your ghosts pushed early for urgency and a techie feel, or pulled late for a lazy rolling feel? Pick one. A good constraint is only one late lane, usually hats and ghosts. Everything else stays near the grid. If you randomly push some and pull others, it can feel unfocused, like the groove can't decide what it is. So, nudge a few ghosts or hats by a tiny amount, like plus 3 to 9 milliseconds if you want them late. Keep kick and snare anchors tighter, unless you want an intentional flam. Don't smear your anchors. Now, reality check. Mute the break. Yes, mute it. Put a plain two-step reference in your head, or even literally drop a simple kick on 1 and 3 and a snare on 2 and 4, or just use the metronome with a snare click. Now play only your motif driver translated into bass and percussion later. If it still suggests the break's attitude, you extracted the logic. If it falls apart and feels random, you were relying on the auto. Now let's turn it into bass movement. Create a bass instrument track called Re/Sub. We'll use stock Ableton. Load Waveatable. Set USK1 to a sawish source. USK2 also sawish and slightly detuned. Keep unison low, maybe 2 to 4 voices, but don't smear it into a trance pad. Filter it with a low pass 24. Add a bit of drive. Then add saturator, soft clip on. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. EQ8. High pass around 25 to 30 hc, and if it's muddy, gently dip 200 to 350. Add a compressor if you need glue, then utility to keep your sub mono. If you do nothing else, do that. Mono sub is non-negotiable. Now copy the motif driver MIDI clip onto the bass track. Here's a key technique that makes the motif feel rolling without rewriting rhythm. Note length. Strong accents get longer notes. Think an eighth note to maybe 3/16ths depending on how fast you want the phrase to breathe. Ghost accents get very short notes, like a 32nd to a 16th. You're basically sculpting airflow. Same rhythm positions, but the bass speaks differently per hit. Extra advanced move. Map velocity to articulation and waveatable. For example, map velocity to filter envelope amount, or even amp decay. That way your extracted accent map doesn't just trigger rhythm. It shapes tone per hit. Strong hits open slightly brighter and longer. Ghosts stay dull and short. Now your bass is literally performing the break's accent hierarchy. Now let's do secondary percussion motifs. Create a MIDI track called Perk Motif. Load a drum rack with a tight hat, a rim or clave, a short ride, and one noisy ghost hit. Copy the motif driver clip over. Keep the same rhythm, but change who plays what. This is where you can do accent substitution. Same timing, different meaning. For example, bar 1. The bass owns a strong accent. Bar 2. Bass rests on that accent and a rim shot takes it. Bar 3, both hit it and it peaks. That is huge for arrangement energy because the motif remains recognizable while the texture evolves. Put auto filter on the perk track. High pass, 12 dB slope is fine. Small envelope amount if you want a touch of movement. And automate cutoff over 8 to 16 bars. That's a simple, DJ-friendly way to create progression without rewriting patterns. Now arrangement. We're going to do a 16-bar template first, because it forces discipline. Bars 1 to 4, a section. Break plus bass motif, simple. Minimal extra percussion. Bars 5 to 8, a prime. Add one or two bass ghosts. Open the filtered perk slightly. Bars 9 to 12, B section. Swap one or two accent positions but keep your snare anchors. Add a response hit on the end of 3. That's a classic DNB tension point. Bars 13 to 16, fill. Momentarily increase density, maybe more 16ths in bar 15, then do a hard stop or snare fill into bar 17 if this is leading to a drop. A few stop transition tools that work every time. Echo on a snare fill, eighth or quarter note with low feedback. A short plate style reverb that rises only in the last half bar. And a high pass auto filter sweep on the break group rising into the drop. Now, two advanced variation tricks that are fast and very DJ proof. Rotation variation. Keep your one bar motif exactly the same, but for one bar only, shift the entire motif by a 16th or an 8th note. You can do that at bar 8 or 16 as a turnaround. In Ableton, just duplicate the bar, select all notes, and nudge them right by a 16th. It sounds like a rewrite, but it's really a perspective shift. Negative space variation. For a prime, instead of adding notes, remove one expected accent, often a bass hit near the snare. The snare suddenly feels bigger and the groove can actually roll harder, because the listener fills the gap. Now groove comes last. Once your motif is working and evolving, drag in a swing groove, like a swing 16 variant or an MPC-ish groove, into the groove pool. Apply it to percussion and hats, maybe the break. Keep bass groove subtle, around 10 to 30%, because bass timing affects perceived tightness massively. When it feels right, commit groove if you want to print it into the clip. Now let's talk about sidechain, because in drum and bass, sidechain is rhythm. If you sidechain the bass from the whole break, the pumping can get unpredictable because the break has tons of density hits. Instead, create a dedicated SC trigger track, a short click or a tiny operator blip. Feed it only the motif driver anchors. Then sidechain your bass and maybe your reverb returns from that. Now your pumping matches the accent spine, not the chaos of the full break. If you want the bass to read more percussive, add a transient translation layer. Make a new MIDI track with a tiny click or rim sample. Very short. Copy only the strong bass accents. High pass it aggressively, like 2 to 5kHz and up. Blend it quietly. This makes accents speak without adding more drums. Common mistakes to avoid as you build. Don't make the motif too busy from bar 1. You need headroom for evolution. Don't copy the break literally. Extract logic, not audio. Don't remove all anchors. If the listener can't predict anything, it won't roll. Don't hard quantize everything. Let ghosts breathe, keep anchors solid, and don't let bass accents mask the snare. Leave space around the snare moments so the mix hits hard. If you want to take it darker and heavier, use velocity to drive aggression. Map louder hits to slightly more saturation or overdrive. Keep the sub disciplined and clean, and do your busy motion in the mids. You can even split your bass into two chains, sub below about 120, mono and clean, mids above 120, distorted and wider. Now your mini exercise to lock this in. In 15 to 25 minutes, choose a break and slice it by transients into a drum rack. Build a one-bar accent skeleton with only 6 to 10 notes total, and at least two snare-ish anchors. This audio version is shortened for playback.